During the last session of the Michigan legislature, there was an attempt to change the state's auto no-fault insurance with claims that it would lower rates. This is something the auto insurance industry keeps lobbying for. It did not pass last time, and Governor Rick Snyder said in his State of the State address, we do need to keep costs down.
In terms of no-fault, in terms of claims coming in, the severity of claims, we far exceed every other state in how expensive our claims are. The average claim in Michigan is $44,000. The other next two states are $17,000 and $10,000. And that leads to high auto insurance costs for people, our citizens, our customers. And we have three of the top 10 most expensive states in the nation for auto insurance. We have Detroit at number one. We have Novi at number six, and we have Muskegon at number nine. It's time for some reforms, folks. And the two reforms I'm talking about is, first, we should reform no fault. It is time to do that in a thoughtful way.
But there's little evidence that your insurance rates would go down that much or at all by putting limitations on no fault. That's because the real reason auto insurance is so high in some areas is theft, fraud, and uninsured motorists. The part of no fault that guarantees someone severely hurt will get the reasonable care they need is just a fraction of the cost, and some would argue the best bargain in the nation. Joining me now is a lawyer who, we should point out, fights these insurance companies over claims on a regular basis. Stephen Gersten is with the law firm Michigan Auto Law. All right, Stephen, so most of us find auto insurance coverage a little confusing at best. So let's start explaining some things. What is catastrophic coverage, and what is the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association?
Sure. So what happens is anytime a claim it is $500,000 or more, it gets shifted from the private insurer, your no-fault insurance company, to this collection of insurance companies called the MCCA. And they then pay the claim from $500,000 ongoing.
So that's the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association. We've got new legislation from Virgil Smith who wants to change no fault. It's similar to what we've seen in the past. I've heard a lot of people talking about limiting these payouts, capping them, and that would solve the problem of Michigan's high auto insurance rates. Will it?
No, it won't.
Why not?
And that's what's so frustrating about this is it makes no sense. Let's start with the proposition that everyone agrees on, which is we currently have the best insurance system in the United States as far as care and the quality of care for an individual. But what the proponents of no-fault reform say is that by somehow capping medical care at, for example, Virgil Smith wants to do it at $50,000, that's going to lower people's auto insurance rates. But you know what? The insurance companies aren't saying that. And what it does is what we're doing is we're shifting the burden of paying these expensive claims to the rest of us as taxpayers.
Or from auto insurers to health insurers.
Well, and also to us as taxpayers. Because what happens is if you're capped at $50,000 in no fault, then these people are going to have to be basically pushed onto things like Medicaid and Medicare to pay the cost of these medical bills for these catastrophic claims, or really in Virgil Smith's case, again, any claim that's over $50,000. And if you're in a serious auto accident, that's basically an emergency room.
Now, I've covered this issue in the past, and I talked to several people whose costs were in excess of $1 million, $1.3, $1.4 million. So we're talking about $50,000 versus the real costs that could run well into $1 million.
The real problem with Virgil Smith's plan is all it's going to do is really create tens of thousands of very small, completely unnecessary lawsuits, because people are going to have to sue now the person who caused the auto accident for everything over the cap. But the bigger frustration for me is this, is that if there was some argument that the insurance companies were losing money in Michigan, all right, we can then at least engage in a debate about whether it's better that the burden be shifted to us as taxpayers, or if it should continue being paid by the auto insurance companies that charge a premium. But, you know, there's a reason why Warren Buffett, you know, the greatest investor of all time, buys insurance companies. And in Michigan, they are extremely profitable. So what we're doing is we're talking about making them more profitable, lowering the quality of care, and shifting the cost to us.
Now, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which is made up of representatives of the insurance industry, says that it's going broke. It's not sustainable. We have to change things. But for the life of this group, it's never revealed how it makes its assessments. And a judge ruled last year, you got to open your books. Has that happened yet? Has anyone been able to determine whether the MCCA is healthy or not?
No. You know, the MCCA, which we fund as drivers and, again, as taxpayers, actually operates in greater secrecy than the Central Intelligence Agency, and that doesn't make a lot of sense. And what you have with the MCCA is a critical flaw in its design. You really have a situation where the fox is guarding the hen house, where you have a board made up of insurance companies, made up of executives from the insurance industry who are deciding what rates are, but on the other hand, they won't disclose the basis, the information that they are using, and especially their assumptions about claims coming in and what they'll have to pay going out to us.
So if this is not really going to lower our insurance rates to any great extent, if at all, why does this legislation keep popping back up?
Well, you know, part of this is, I believe, a result of Citizens United and just the amounts of money that the insurance industry can funnel into politics today. And you have a situation in Michigan where I think they see a tremendous opportunity where you've got all three branches of government in Republican hands, and traditionally the Republicans have been the main beneficiaries of, you know, these donations, these campaign contributions by the industry. So I think that's sadly one reason why a governor's CPA isn't asking to look at the numbers before he's looking to make these really dramatic changes to a system that's worked very, very well in Michigan for 40 years.
We should note that Virgil Smith is a Democrat and not a Republican, and he's the sponsor of this legislation.
Virgil's been alone among all the Democrats in pushing these reforms. And, you know, the problem is his constituency is the one that would really get hammered the hardest by this. And I guess my biggest frustration with all this is Michigan is not – we can have it both ways. We can keep the best insurance system in the country intact, and we could really lower rates dramatically for everybody very quickly if we wanted to. And all we need to do is adopt the same exact system that exists in most other states, where we can give our insurance commissioner the real power to look at these rates and to say, you know what, Allstate or AAA or State Farm, you don't need to make over 20% in profit margins selling a product that people in Michigan are legally required to buy, which is no-fault insurance, that maybe we think 10 or 15% is more reasonable. That would lower rates for people overnight, and that's not ever being discussed.
Stephen Gersten is with Michigan Auto Law, and I want to note that he's the author of a recent guest column in Bridge Magazine entitled 8 Steps That Will Lower Auto Insurance Rates. Mr. Gersten, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.